Good evening, everyone. My name is Sam. Merry almost Christmas to you all. I need to get something off my chest right away, and that is that I am very excited. I am absolutely stoked because it is almost Christmas. And Christmas is my favorite time of year. You get presents, you get good food, you get to see family and friends. That's sometimes a little bit interesting, but the other things are really, really exciting and fun. And there's something else about Christmas that I get really excited about, and that's the good news of Jesus. But there's something else I'm excited about, and it's in that story that we just read about a few shepherds. Shepherds are people who look after sheep. Can I get everyone to give me their best sheep noise? Your best sheep noise. No, that's too disorganized. Sheep are very organized creatures. I'm going to count down from three, and then you're going to give me your best sheep noise. Okay, 3, 2, 1. That was absolutely terrifying, but well done, well done. I'm not excited about sheep. They're cool and all, but I'm excited because these shepherds in the story that we just read went through a transformation. They didn't stay shepherds. They started out as shepherds, just looking after their sheep at nighttime. It probably would have been rather quiet, except for the sounds of sleeping sheep. Can you all give me your best sleeping sheep noise? Again, too disorganized. I'll count down from three. 3, 2, 1. Interesting. It's exactly the same as before, but just quieter. That's really interesting. There would have been a baa over there and a baa over there. The sounds of sleeping sheep and nothing else. When all of a sudden, an angel appeared with some massive, ginormous, important, and life-changing news that a Savior has been born for you. And these shepherds transformed. They became detectives. They heard this big news that a Savior has been born for you, and they decided to investigate this news for themselves, to find this Savior that had been born for them. Now, I think that this news is so massive, so world-changing, so life-changing, that we need to become detectives like these shepherds tonight, to investigate this news from the angel that a Savior has been born for you, to see if we can find this Savior that has been born. Now, in order to do this, I don't actually know much about being a detective, but I've been growing a mustache for about 3 months now in preparation, and I can gather a few things from watching TV and movies about being a detective, and I've narrowed it down to 5 essential things. We need 5 essential things in order to be good detectives. The first thing that we need is we need something to investigate. And the thing that we're going to be investigating together tonight is that a Savior has been born for you. That massive news given from the angel to the shepherds that transformed them into detectives is what we are going to be investigating. The second thing that every detective needs is a detective board to put all the parts of their investigation on. So give me one moment. And the third thing that every detective needs is to look the part. So I've prepared the appropriate outfit. Okay, what have we got? We've got something to investigate. We've got ourselves a detective board to put all our ideas on, complete with red string, which is, of course, essential. We have our clothing. We look the part. Hang on, there's something in the pocket. Here we go. Whew. Somewhere in there. Ooh, this will make me look more intelligent, I'm sure. There we go, great. The fourth thing that a detective needs, in order to succeed is to ask good questions, Now, I have with me a detective bag as part of my outfit in which I've prepared some good questions. Let's see if we can find
Any good questions in here? No? No? I could have sworn I put some good questions in here somewhere. No, that's not right. How'd that get in there? Snacks for later. Ooh, I'll need that. Let's see. Good questions. Ha! Good questions. Success. Oh, no round of applause. Thank you very much. Now, I have with me some good questions. Now, let's see whether we think these questions are good as I try and put them up on our detective board. The first question I think we need to ask to investigate this news is, what kind of news is this? What kind of news is this? The second question that I think we need to ask is, when is this taking place? The news is, a saviour has been born for you. That's something happening. When is it taking place? The third question I think we should ask is, where is this taking place? So we've got something happening. It's going to happen sometime. It's going to happen in some place. The next thing, our news seems to talk about a saviour. So I wonder who that person actually is. That's our next question. Who is this saviour? And finally, how will we know who this saviour actually is? So, have we got everything we need? Let's think. We've got something to investigate. We have our big news that a saviour has been born for you. We've got a detective board complete with red string. We look the part, or at least I do, no offence. You can bring your fedoras next year. We have some good questions that we've asked. Is that everything we need? Boys and girls, or even mums and dads, can anyone tell me what comes after we ask questions?
Answers.
I couldn't quite hear that. What was that?
Answers.
Answers. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Of course, if we're asking good questions, then we need some good answers. Now, thankfully for us, the angel didn't just give these shepherd detectives this massive news. The angels also gave these shepherds some helpful clues to figure out the truth of this massive news. But as Rick mentioned earlier, I'm going to need some help, because as I was fishing through my bag, I noticed there was something wrong with my detective folder in which I put all of the clues from the angels. I'll show you. If I open my detective bag again, you see, I prepared my detective folder. It was clearly labelled. I thought I would be fine. And then, just then as I was fishing through my bag, I noticed there's something wrong. It's empty. There's no clues from the angels for us to understand this news. So whatever are we going to do? Has anybody seen, I was very careful in my labelling. I put them all in yellow envelopes and then I put them in my folder, but they've gone missing. I had them when I left the house, but they're not here now. So I need you all to become good detectives and to help me find my angel clues. They must just be somewhere around the room. So boys and girls, mums and dads, can you look around the room? You might need to leave your seats. If you find one, bring it up here and join me, and you can help me. Oh, here we go. Look. Look, we're finding them. How good. Thank you very much. Can you open them up? Open them up for me and hand me what's inside. What have we got? Oh, these are looking like helpful things. Okay, let's see. We've got some interesting things now. Now, everybody, I think I'm going to need some help, because these are rather jumbled now. So we've got some good questions, and we have some answers to our questions, but I don't know which ones go with which. So I'm going to need you guys to shout really loudly if you think it's the wrong answer to a question, and shout even louder if you think it's the right answer to a question. So I have an answer, which is just the word today. So what kind of news is this? Today. Is that correct? No, okay. When is this taking place? Today.
Oh, awesome.
Philip, would you be able to put that on the board for me? Well done.
Okay, what other answers do we have? Let's see, what have we got here? You will find a baby wrapped in cloths. Let's see, what kind of news is this? You will find a baby. Is this maybe? It's not quite right, perhaps. We've already got an answer to when. What about where is this taking place? You will find a baby. No? Okay, let's try. Who is this savior? You will find a baby. No, not quite. What about how will we know who it is? You will find a baby wrapped in cloths. Oh, well done. Who handed me this one? Do you want to help put it up on the detective board? It's just a magnet. Aren't magnets fun? Oh, well done. Okay, what other helpful clues have we got? I've got one that someone handed me here that will cause great joy for all the people. What kind of news is this? Is it news that will cause great joy? Oh, that's correct, right away. Is there someone nice and tall here who wants to help me put the magnets on the board?
Joseph.
Well done. Let's see. How many more have we got? What have we got here? He is the promised king. Do you have any idea which question this might be answering? The second last one. Who is this savior? He is the promised king. Do you think that's correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to put the magnets on the board? Well done. Here we go. Okay, who else has got a helpful clue? Let's see. In the town of David, also known as Bethlehem. Do you have any idea which question this might be? Have a think. You can put your my detective hat on. It'll help you think, I'm sure. This one, where is this taking place? In the town of David. Do we think that's correct?
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Do you want to put the magnets on? Ooh, well done. Ooh, and I'm going to need my magical detective hat back. Okay, let's see. What have we got, Joseph? I bring you good news. Do you know which question it answers? The top one, correct. Could you help put it on there? This is really handy that you got the tallest one. That really worked out quite well. Okay, let's see. What other clues have we got? Lying in a manger. Let's see. I think we've only got one more left. So does it fit? How will we know who it is? They will be lying in a manger. Do we think that's correct? Oh, well done. Can you put the magnets on?
There's one up here.
It got lost. Ooh, well done. Okay, you can take a seat. Let's give our detectives a round of applause. I think that these glasses are fogging up. And we've also cracked this case wide open. We've done the five things we needed. We've investigated something, that a savior has been born for you. We've got a nice looking board with red lines that connect things. We look the part. We've asked good questions. And now we even have some good answers to our questions. Let's look at what we've learned. What kind of news is this? Well, it seems to be good news that's going to cause great joy. And when's it taking place? Well, for our shepherds, it was taking place today. And where is it taking place? In the town of David, which is also called Bethlehem, which conveniently for our shepherds, they were camping just outside. And who is this savior? Well, he is a promised king. And how will the shepherds know who this savior is? Well, they will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. Thank you, everyone, for helping me investigate, for helping us put together the clues to unpack and understand this news. So this is all the information that our shepherds-turned-detectives received from the angels. What I think we need to do now is we need to look back at what those shepherds did with this investigation. Once they'd understood all of these clues, what did they do? I'm going to move my board out of the way so we can see the screen. Again, I promise it's very light. Let's look back at Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 16, and find out what the shepherds did. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Wow, they figured it out. What a great end to the shepherd's detective story. They heard this big, life-changing news, and they decided to investigate. And they found, through their investigation, this Savior. They found Jesus. Now, I think, boys and girls, mums and dads, and anybody else who's here tonight, that what the shepherds have done makes a lot of sense. Me wearing this funny hat and this very warm coat on a night like tonight does not make much sense. But what the shepherds did made a lot of sense. They heard an astounding claim. They heard some really big news. Rejoice! The Savior of the world has been born for you. And they made a decision. They decided to investigate. And it would have been crazy for them not to investigate. Imagine if instead of becoming detectives, instead of investigating, they just went to sleep. Or if they decided they were just going to stay with their sheep. That would have been a bit silly, wouldn't it? But I wonder if at Christmas time, that's what we do. Because this news for the shepherds is also news for me and you. Wouldn't it be crazy? Wouldn't it be silly? Wouldn't it not make sense if at Christmas time, when we hear this massive news, this astounding claim that a Savior has been born for you, and just go back to sleep or do nothing? Surely the best thing to do is to investigate, to read the stories, find the clues, and understand this important news. It would be crazy to hear this news and just go back to looking after our sheep. Now, we are in the Hawkesbury, so that might have been relevant for a few of you. Thanks for the giggle, I appreciate that. But the reality is we shouldn't just hear this big news and go, cool, and go back to opening our presents, or eating good food, or spending time with family, and just go back to other enjoyable and good things. That wouldn't really make sense. Now, those things are good, and I hope that you enjoy them this Christmas time, but the news of Christmas is so big that my hope for you is that this Christmas, when you hear the astounding claims of Jesus, like the one we've investigated together tonight, that a Savior has been born for you, I hope that you become detectives, that you look into it, that you read the stories, you ask good questions, because when you do, the answers are waiting for you. They might not be hidden in little yellow envelopes around the room, but where are the answers? Well, they're in the Bible. And all of the answers that we found to our questions today were actually taken directly from the Bible, which is, of course, the best place to look for questions about the Bible. There is no better place for you to investigate. And when you investigate further, boys and girls, mums and dads and anyone else, when you investigate further, you'll find that our investigation today doesn't stop with the baby in a manger in Bethlehem. That's actually only the start of the story. Because this baby grew up into a man. He taught people, he healed people, he fed people, he walked on water, he cast out demons, he raised people from the dead, and he died on a cross and 3 days later rose again. Those are some pretty big claims. That's some pretty incredible news that I think you should investigate. And the biggest claim of all, I think, can be found in John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. The Bible claims that God, The God of the universe deeply loves and cares about you. That he loves you so much that he sent his only son, Jesus, the Savior who was born at Christmas time, to die. And he did this so that you can have eternal life. That means live forever. That is a huge claim. That is massive news. And honestly, we don't have enough trench coats and hats to investigate it together tonight. We don't have enough time either. But my hope is that you don't let tonight be the end of your detective time. My hope is that you investigate the astounding claims of the Bible for yourself. And as I said before, this is best done by reading the Bible, because it's all there, waiting for you to pursue it. And it's also really helpful to get help from other people in your investigations. Just like I did tonight, I wouldn't have been able to find the answers to all of those questions by myself. It took all of us in this room to figure out that massive news. Kids, if you'd like help investigating the Bible further with other people, we have kids clubs that run here on a Friday night during school terms. We also have kids church that happens on Sundays. Hands up if you go to kids church on Sunday. Yeah, so much fun. Hands up if you go to youth group. Is there anyone that goes to youth group here? A couple of people. Hands up if you go to Waves. That's really, really fun. If you would like to learn about Jesus and the Bible and ask your questions with other people, those are amazing ways to do that. We also have scripture classes in schools, in all of our local public schools, that you can sign up for. You just got to chat to mum and dad about making that happen. And Rick is going to be talking to us about that a little bit later on. But mums and dads, you're not left out here tonight, and any other adults who've come along tonight. Coming along to church on Sunday is a great way to investigate the Bible together with other people. It's not the only thing we do at church, but it's one thing we do. We also run a course called Christianity Explained, which runs over 6 sessions where you get a chance to hear the astounding claims about Jesus. But you also get to ask your questions and get answers from the Bible. Rick, who has been leading us through the service tonight, is going to give us some more information about that later on. But my hope this Christmas is that we would all seek to be like the shepherds who were sleeping out in the field looking after their sheep. When they heard this massive news, they transformed. They couldn't help but investigate. They became detectives. They investigated this massive news that a Savior has been born for you, and when they did, they found Jesus. My hope is that you would investigate the massive claims of Christmas for yourself. I hope you have a merry almost Christmas filled with all the good things of this season, and that you will investigate the reason for this season, Jesus. I'm going to pray that God would help us do that. Please join me. Dear God, thank you so much that you sent Jesus into the world to be our Savior. The Bible claims a lot of things. Please help us to want to investigate those claims, to find out for ourselves the truth that you've given us in your word, that a Savior was born for us at Christmas time, and that he didn't stay a baby but grew up and died on the cross to take away the punishment for our sins so that we might live forever. Lord, that is astounding news. It's sometimes hard to believe that it's true, because how could you love us so much? But thank you so much, Lord, that you do. Please help us to investigate the Bible this Christmas time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.